what you have here is a depiction of, if you look at these, you have these two technicians with these two, it looks like giant light bulbs on top of these pillars. Now, what's interesting is that there's a braided cable attaching from this little box where the god Horus sits. If you look to the right,
it's going into that.
Okay, that's the god Horus with a little like energy source, like a little ball over his head. That's an energy source. There's braided cables. Braided cables only symbolize electrical cables. Mm-hmm. Any electrician or mechanical engineer will tell you that. Now, you have the cable seems to run the full length along these pillars, which have been identified by electricians and scientists as a high-voltage insulator,
mm-hmm.
Okay, which is electricity now. Then you also have these two light bulb-type tubes, which really have been identified as Crookes tubes, which are primitive television tubes. Television sets were originally Crookes tubes. So you have energy sources, you have bundles of electrical wires, you have two technicians. The one on the left, if you look at him carefully, look at his face, look at his eyes, you're going to see the equivalent of a headset and goggles on him. He looks like he's getting information.
He looks like he has one of those Bluetooth things in his ear.
Or a black tooth in this picture. He's getting maybe he's getting some information from a producer or a director on a television set.
So you're saying this is a camera?
Well, this is not a camera. He's got think of it as a headset, basically.
All right.
And goggles to prevent.
No, but is the apparatus a television camera?
Well, we can't see the camera. What he's getting is just think of it like you're on a television set and a producer or director there is going to have a headset on. He's going to have a Bluetooth or equivalent something to get information from the director or the executive producer. Now, you also have – so you have the Crookes tube. You have high-voltage insulators. You have braided cables. Okay. Now, this definitely is electricity. Nobody will deny that. No scientist looking at this thing, the way it's set up, will deny that that's a – depiction of electricity. Conservatively, it's electricity. That's how they lit up the interior of the Pyramid of Giza and others. On the more extreme level, because of the Crookes tube, now you have a television set.
And Bruce, what's also fascinating about this picture, and we'll talk a lot about it, are these sub-characters in there, and we'll mm-hmm. get to them. But let's go back to these two individuals, the technicians, you call them, holding this apparatus, which looks like a picture of a snake or something on it. What is that?
Well, now we have a scientific experiment. Now, this is 2,000 to 2,300 years ago, okay? So this is for the skeptics out there. What you have here is now we've identified those two large light bulbs on top of this high-voltage insulator as Crookes tubes. All right, now, what you have here is the Crookes tubes now is composed of a vacuum contained in a glass encasement, and it does look like that if you look at it, right? A fluorescent ray of electrons can now be produced within this enclosure. The electron beam is depicted as an outstretched serpent in the temple. So now on the left-hand side, on the left Crookes tube, if you will, you see the serpent on a more, shall we say, normal or stretched-out position. So that's an experiment where the electricity is being conducted correctly mm-hmm. and the technician is not in any danger and everything is fine. On the right, however, what you have now is the serpent is turning in on itself because what you're showing here is an experiment where something went wrong.
And also, it doesn't have like a little base underneath it, as you see in the picture on the left.
Right.
Okay.
And what you have also now is the baboon is holding a knife. That's a metal knife. Now, you know what happens if you put metal against electricity. The Egyptians, by the way, it is not unknown in ancient times to have well-trained baboons do menial tasks. So this would not be unusual to have a baboon holding a knife up or whatever.
In case something happened.
Sure. So, again, why risk the human, right?
Right.
All right. So now what you have here, so you have the experiment is successful on the left but not successful on the right. The baboon is the one getting electrocuted, not the human. Now, what's also interesting is that what you have here is the fact that you now have the power-hungry Egyptian mystery school priest. This is what I like to refer to them as. What happens is that they want to show their power. So what do you do here now? Suppose you're an Egyptian priest, and you know what's going on. What you can do is you can take to show your magical mystical power control over the masses, how about placing a metal object like a ring, for example, in the vicinity of the sphere of the Crookes tube, what you would have would be a bolt of lightning striking him without harming him.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he would be looked upon as a god or as a man who is more powerful than everyone else around. And therefore, you know, the high priests in ancient Egypt controlled the pharaohs. If the pharaoh didn't play ball, they just simply poisoned him. That's where you had food tasters, you know. Now, I realize that critics will not accept my depiction or analysis unless you find a TV guide in hieroglyphics.
Yeah, which you may have there.
Yes.
What are the two individuals doing down there? It looks like they're in the foreground there.
Yeah, now what you have is actually there's one on the left-hand side on the successful experiment, and you notice he's holding a little ball in front of him. That's an energy source.
Right, right.
So in other words, it's sort of like plugging into an extension or plugging into another electrical socket. The two on the right, of course, you have those two because there's a problem, so you need extra people to fix the problem.
Maybe they're grounding this thing?
Well, but they also, there's twice as many as on the left, so I would suspect that it's because there's a problem there, so you have to bring in some of the extra boys, you know, the union guys have to be called, you know?
Okay, why do you think this was a television and not some kind of weapon or medical device or anything like that?
Well, because it looks like a Crookes tube. I mean, it's not just me who identified that. That's been identified by electronic technicians and scientists. I mean, you don't use Crookes tubes to make a ray gun. You use Crookes tubes to make television.
True.
So there are other depictions of potential weapons. This was not one of them. To me, this was electricity on the conservative level, television on the more extreme level.